you were looking for. What's your reaction to the performance and the result?
Well, the reaction to the result is one where it's not good enough. So we're angry and disappointed. That's a reaction to the result. Reaction to the game, if we were to talk about the game, we say that in the period of time, the first half when we were on top, we score and the game's okay. I think Dunfermline do well to come back into the game. They scored a very good individual goal. Starting in the second half, I think they managed to start quicker than us, and that's probably the point where we started to fall below the levels that we needed to be at. I say that John Souter was involved in an error of the goal. I will be taking the responsibility for that, because John probably should have came off at half-time. So rather than directing the entirety of the blame of that situation on him, I would prefer that you do that at me. Moving on from that, the biggest thing in determining whether we get ourselves back in the game at that point or not was our urgency and our intensity and our play, and being able to stay together and keep the attitude as calm as you can be in situations where there's that stress. So, you know, we had a few chances at the end of the game and it could have been resolved, but across the piece, of course, it's a performance and a result which is far from acceptable and not good enough. No, it's just a conditioning issue, just a tiredness. You're confused.
No. You said that, you know, there's anger and disappointment at the result. There's anger in the stands, and a lot of it directed at you. What's your reaction to that?
Ask me. You want my reaction to it? I don't have a reaction to it. You ask me a question about it or how it feels. I don't react to these things. To me, my work and my focus and my responsibility is to support players, the development of them individually, to assess what needs to be done in the team, and to work with that. I don't waste time reacting to those things.
Can you improve the message to the fans at this stage?
Yeah. I think the situation with that is, as we all stand here and as you feel, I don't really have a right to give them a message. The only thing that I've got to do is continue to be professional and to work and to make improvements on the pitch. And then, again, they can have the reaction to improvements on the pitch. We're accountable. I am accountable. These are simple things.
That's that. Is it important for players to deal with the added stress of coming to a stadium where the fans are expressing displeasure?
I think the answer to that question is yes. But we need to be a team full of players who aren't rocked by that. But it's a club that not only attracts players with big experiences, but also is a club that brings through players that want to be able to move on, progress and play elsewhere. And believe me, I've been in angrier stadiums before. So if we have players who want to go and have bigger careers, then with all due respect, they're going to play with more stress than what they did today.
Can you understand why the fans are annoyed, though? Because obviously you're finishing that group. Well,
yes.
Teams,
of course.
It's probably unacceptable.
Of course. Correct. All those things that I've previously said, that was unacceptable, yes. So, there you go.
What do you say to the players then? I mean, because obviously this isn't, you know, coming, because it's a major tournament you're out of already. I mean, you needed a good start this season, didn't you, when fans
were... The conversations between me and the players are private things.
Well, if Jimmy Walker out today, what was your...
I've spoken about that pre-match. I'm sure you can find it somewhere. Anyone else? Any new question?
From your point of view, is there progress being made that perhaps you can see, you know, in your dealings with the players on the training ground and bits that you see in games?
The only thing I want to talk about today is the game that we've played today. Mm-hmm. And I think I've given all the comments that you'll need to write whatever you choose to write.
Tell us why Jimmy Walker wasn't playing today.
I talked about Jamie Walker pre-match.
No,
I don't know if that's available for
no,
you.
In terms of, it wasn't a football thing. I didn't hear the stuff on radio,
okay.
TV, so I'm asking.
That. Okay. So the situation with Jamie Walker is that he's a young, talented player who this club will continue to support. He's been dealing with, certainly on Scottish football, a remarkable degree of speculation and attention on him. I would say initially it's something which he's dealt with well. However, he's struggled a little bit to maintain his focus and his performance levels with us. So he has to understand that there are levels that need to be matched on a daily basis with us. And if that's not the case, then you don't have your place in the squad and you don't have your place in the team.
Do you feel that that's just part and parcel of the speculation, or do you think there's maybe a calculated act on his part?
I don't want to get that's games that other people play. I work simply based on what the players give me.
You said earlier, you know, you're accountable. Are you feeling under pressure just now?
I don't feel any more pressure than what I feel at any other game. Believe me. I know that I'm accountable. I know that I'm responsible. I know that today was not good enough. But not anymore. Just because somebody shouts louder or there's maybe about four times as many of you lot as what there normally is. Believe me, it doesn't make me feel any different whatsoever. Are we done?
Cheers.
Excellent.